Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The attempt to ban auto racing at the Nashville Fairgrounds and instead enshrine affordable housing as a priority there has cleared a hurdle. The Metro Charter Revision Commission certified a petition today. This isn't a vote for or against racing or housing, says Commissioner Jim Murphy.
Our role is to determine whether it meets the criteria. The only ones that are really relevant here, in my opinion, are whether it's confusing and misleading, whether the title and the charter amendment are consistent.
The commission's decision is not a clear indicator of what will happen. Petitioners cleared this same hurdle earlier this year. Then a court challenge got the effort thrown out. Now it's back with clarified language. People who want affordable housing at the racetrack still have ways to go. The petition could be challenged again in court. If it makes it through litigation, petitioners would need to collect signatures from 10% of Nashville voters. Only then would the decision go onto a ballot for all voters to get a final say on whether racing or affordable housing gets protected at the fairgrounds. Another Starbucks location has voted to unionize, this time in Goodlettsville, where I-65 meets with Long Hollow Pike. Baristas voted 17-2 to join Starbucks Workers United. The organization is hoping to strike contracts that will improve hours and understaffing, boost take-home pay for workers, and resolve instances of unfair labor practices. This news comes as Starbucks looks to expand its footprint in the Southeast, with new corporate offices coming to downtown Nashville. The state is considering $30 million in incentives for that project. A man has been arrested after threatening to detonate a bomb Wednesday at the new Nissan Stadium. Nashville police say a 47-year-old Robertson County man worked as a subcontractor on the stadium project. He was arrested in Alabama. Police say the incident began with a text message to a construction manager on Tuesday night that claimed that a bomb would injure workers at the stadium. The message was sent from what's known as a burner phone, but detectives were able to identify its owner.